potted with Lot. So Lot Yoshab Bayare Akikor, he saw that there the vegetation was growing, it was tremendous, he has an opportunity to become a rich man. So he decided to part ways from Avraham Avinu. His uncle Avraham Avinu was a holy tzaddik and was preaching monotheism, and he was more interested in money. Then the end of the story, he went to the Hebron, Sodom Amorah, and then all the five towns were destroyed, and he was nitzel, and the chus of Avraham Avinu, he was nitzel. The pasuk says, and he sent the malachim to save Lot. Lot didn't even have the right to be nitzel on his own, because he had a big yerida when he moved in there. When you look, you live with your parents. When you're single, you live with your parents. Got no choice. But after you get married, you have to decide where to live. So you have to choose to live in a Jewish neighborhood. So that's what they quote from Rabbi Pesach Frank. That's what he suggested. Pshat is that Kedushas Elamalim Kedushas Ma'akodesh Bochen can be shochenit himself to moisam. But human beings shouldn't think that they can accomplish that. Shimon Shkop has a different interpretation in the Hakdamah to his Shari Yosha. He suggests that maybe the pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is altruistic. He does for other people. Whatever we do, he doesn't gain anything out of it. He doesn't gain anything. He does everything for others. So Yochel Kamoni, the Christians preach that we should all be altruistic. We should always do things for other people and not expect anything. We shouldn't be selfish at all. There was a suggestion 100 years ago that so much anti-Semitism because we don't hold from the Gospels. So one of the Jewish scholars made a suggestion we should adopt the Gospels into the Tanakh. That'll be the end of the anti-Semitism. We'll live in peace with the Catholics. So Achad Ha'am was a philosopher. He was an atheist. That's what he claims in his autobiography. He claims that he's an atheist. But he was a thinker. So he has a whole essay. We cannot incorporate the Gospels into the Tanakh because it's a totally different hashkofa. He doesn't believe in any God, but he says it's a totally different hashkofa. And he gives this as a mashal, that by the Christians, they preach that you should be altruistic, do everything for others. And the Torah says, you first have to do for yourself, and only afterwards you take care of other people's needs. So that's where Shimon Shkop maybe was reading what Achad Ha'am wrote. I don't know. Maybe that's why he has this essay. So he thinks that maybe that's the pshat. Kedushasi l'mayla mikdushaschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do for others. But we have to be selfish. We have to do for ourselves. And then he interprets the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Emein ani li mi li. I have to be selfish. I have to do for myself. However, what's the definition of li? Who am I? So he says, if my definition of me is only me, myself, and I, only me, so then that's not proper. You have to do for yourself, but yourself means you, your family, your community, and then all of mankind, the whole world. But you have to start off by being selfish. People have to be selfish. The Ribbono Shel Olam does for others, but we can't do like that. We are not the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos understands the pasuk to mean Ezel Kibud veEzel Mora. They're two different mitzvahs. Kabed Asoyuchach Semecha. Kabed is one thing, and Kabed means to give service. In Hebrew, usually say Kabed means to give respect, honor, but in this context, Kabed means service. To be Machila, Mashkeh, Manila, Marchitzo, Socho, to go shopping for your parents, to take the garbage down, to wash the car, whatever, to do errands for their parents, to help them out. And Moira means to show respect for the parents, to stand up out of respect, and so on. So the Torah says, despite the fact that Bukash Kvaidam Lakvaidam Okaim, nonetheless, Ashapsaisa Tishmaru, that whenever the parents want us to do something that's in conflict with the mitzvahs HaTorah, so then we have to observe the dinim in the Torah. Not only if it's in conflict with the din deraisa, even if it's only conflict with the din derabbanan, even if it's only conflict with the minig. In the Shulchan Aruch, they discuss in the Siman about Kibud Av V'Aim, they discuss the case that Pischei Tshuva quotes this Shaina, case where the mother died, and the son is saying Kaddish, like everybody does, and the father's there. Father says, you give me the heebie-jeebies, he's saying Kaddish, and I'm still alive. I don't want you to say Kaddish. So that's not right. The father has no right to insist that the son shouldn't say Kaddish because he feels uncomfortable. This is a minig all over the world. The Jews all over the world do like that. But if it's a minig that's not observed by so many people, let's say Tefillas Bahab, maybe years ago was more common, but today hardly anybody fasts Sheni Chamisha Visheni following Sukkot and following Pesach. And the son has a midas chasidus, and the father wants to eat lunch with him. He wants to go somewhere with the son. He wants him to eat with him, and the son says he doesn't mind eating his fist. So since it's not such a widespread minig, so then if the kibbut aviyim is really in conflict with a minig that's not so widespread, so then he should observe the kibbut aviyim. But if it's a minig like saying Kaddish after the mother passed away, so that's normal. So what do you mean the father's tiny? It's ridiculous, as he has the heebie-jeebies. That's not right. So then you fulfill the minig of reciting the Kaddish. Al tifna elhu alilim, the Gemara understands, not allowed to display any interest in Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean not to worship Avodah Zarah. You have other psukim, you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Kidarka, shaloka, darka, al tifna means not to display any interest, not to go visit a church, not to study church architecture, not to study the history of the Christianity or other religions and so on. Unfortunately, this is violated very often. Al tifna elhu, not to display any interest. Our God is a jealous God. Kel kanu Hashem. He doesn't want us to display any interest in any other Avodah Zarah. The pasuk has been Adam Lamokam, Adam Lachave, everything blended in together. You have to observe everything. What do you mean, Lirtzorchem? So the Gemara in Chulin draws a distinction. Next year we're supposed to be learning Chulin. Gemara draws a distinction between Shchitas Kodshim and Shchitas Chulin. That Shchitas Chulin ain't Tzricha Kavana. There's a machlokes hatanoim where they need kavana. We paskin, you don't need kavana. If I threw a knife in order to hit a target, then a chicken happened to walk by in such a way that the knife did the shechita. I had no kavanas chaticha simanim at all. Didn't have kavana at all. I just had kavanas asiyah. If I'm sitting and I stand up and a knife falls off of my lap and I didn't even realize there was a knife on my lap, that's the Gemara in Bava Kamma at the end of the second perek. So then the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbais, quotes from the Bali Atesis that he didn't have kavanas asiyah at all, mamish misasik. So then the Bali Atesis say it's not a good shchita. That's quoted in the Yeridei. But if he had kavanas asiyah, he wants to throw the knife to hit a target, and it happens to shech the chicken, he didn't even realize there was any chicken there. So that's a machlokes hatanan. We paskan that is good. The same thing, tvila in a mikveh. And the Ramban on Chulin explains that it's unrelated to the topic of mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah zayin sichas kavana. Even if you hold the mitzvah sichas kavana, that's if you want to be yotzei the mitzvah. Here we're not interested in being yotzei the mitzvah of shchita, or being yotzei the mitzvah of tvila b'mikvah. We want to know, did the shchita accomplish a heter achila? Did the tvila accomplish a tahara? So the Gemara says on Chulin, a person was walking on a bridge, and it was wobbling, they fell into the river, and they were submerged under the water, and they came out, and the clothing was not so tight, so there's no chatzitza there. So the Gemara says, there was no kavana to go into the water at all. So it's still good. The Gemara says, the same machlege satanai bashchita, when you need kavana, would apply to tefillah, we paskan by both, you don't need kavana. But shchitas kodshim, misasik b'shchitas kodshim is possible, that's what it means, l'ritzon chem tizbachu, that you have to have in mind, not only kavanas chatichas iman, you have to realize that it's a korban. Let's say the person is shechting an animal in the azar. He didn't think that it was a korban. He thought he was shechting chulin bazar. Then it comes out that it's a korban. It's also no good. Nesasek b'shchitas kotchem is possible. There was a big machlekes Reb Chaim Moizer and the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Moizer assumed that this din nesasek b'shchitas kotchem is only a din of shchita. The Shchitas Kachem is different from Shchitas Chulin, but it's not a din in Kabbalah Halacha Zvika. It's not a din in the other Avodas. And when that Achiezer came out, half of the Sefer is on Kachem, half is Chuvas, so an anonymous person sent a letter into the editor of one of the newspapers in Vilna, writing how beautiful it is. Rabbi Chaim Moshe put out a new volume of Shalosh Chuvas, but he takes issue with what he wrote, that Rabbi Chaim Moizer assumed that the din of shchitas misasik b'shchitas kodshim is possible. That only a din of shchita, He quotes the anonymous one letter writer, quotes a Malchamas in Brachas, that Misasa B'Shchitas Kachim is a din in all the Dalar Avodas. So Prime Eisen knew right away, there's only one person who knows all the Malchamas and Shas. He knew right away it was the Chazanish. Couldn't be anybody else in Vilna who wrote such a letter. So that was a Machlekes, whether what's the nature of the din? Is it a din? Rav Soloveitchik thought it's a din in like Rav Chaim Moshe. He thought it's only a din in Shechita. It's not a din in all the Avodas. But the Chazon Ish has a Malchamas who doesn't agree. Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a suggestion. If you have a psuli hamigdoshim, you have a carbon shehumam v'nifte. Carbon developed a mum kavu, and then you paid it, and it's a luchul, and then you shecht it, chutz la azara. So it could be that it needs Shechitas Kachim. Could be that Shechitas Chulin would not be good. That once it's a carbon, it remains a carbon even after you paid it. It still has Kedusha's carbon. It's always a tmura, even after you paid it. So you see that when you paid the Kedusha's Haguf, it's not Yotzel Chulin. It's a Pinyon HaMatir. It's not a Pinyon HaMafkir Kedusha. It's a Pinyon HaMatir. So Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik thought that the Shechitas that it needs to would be a din of Shechitas Kachim on it. Even though you're not doing it as an avodah, then beis hamikdash at all. He thought it's a din. Shechitas kachim is different from shechitas chulin. Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, "Hey, achol yachel b'yom ashlish et piguhu lo yeirotzeh." So there's a Gemara in Yuma, Davov. Cannot mean that I bring a korban and the shlamim is kosher and I eat it. I bring a shlamim on Wednesday, I eat it Wednesday night, Thursday. Then I eat it on Friday, so the whole carbon becomes puzzle. Lamafreya, how can it be? Hey, achol yachel b'yom ashlishit piguhu lo yirotze. How can it become puzzle lamafreya? That's the Gemara's argument. The pasuk does make sense. So the pasuk means im heyachol yachel, if at the time of shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, at the time that I do the avodas today, I have a mind. Hey, achol yachel, I have a mind to do either achilas odom or achilas mizbeach chutz lizmanai. So that's when it becomes pigul. But that's only heyachol yachel the kef aloshin. We see we assume lo dibetor kolishem many adam. So it means something. So what does it mean? Echad achilas adam, echad achilas mizbech. If you plan to have achilas adam chutz lizmana after the shnei yamim v'layla echad arav, or if you plan to have achilas mizbech, you plan to burn the emurim after this man is up. The emurim of kachim kalim have a din of kachim kachim. That's a mishnah in zvachim. The emurim even kachim kalim they came emurim. Since it's lagavoya, has a din of kachim kachim. So kachim kachim, every korban has a zman. So kachim kachim, the zman is yom v'laylo. So if you leave over the emurim till the emurim of the shlamim, the zman of the basar of the shlamim, mishnei yom v'laylo. The zman of the emurim of the shlamim is yom v'laylo. So if you leave it over till tomorrow, it'll be nisab belino already. And if you have a mind to be makter it, I bring the korban today. I do this because hadam of the shlamim today, and I have a mind to be makta the imurim tomorrow. So at the time of shchita kabbalah halacha zrika, have that in mind. So then it passes the whole korban. But that's only it's pigul with kores. That's only if you had machshavas chutz lizmana. But if you had machshavas chutz lemkomo, I plan to eat the shlamim in Bnei Brak, not in Yerushalayim. That's chutz lemkomo, or I plan to be makta the imurim and avama chutz lebeis hamikdash. That's chutz lemkomo, not chutz lizmana. So that's not pigul with chorus, that's pasul ve'embo chorus. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, the whole drasha, how they worked out all the psukim. The Mishnah is repeated a lot in the Mishnahs. The Nichrus ha'anev shehi mi'amer, one who eats real pigul, chutz with machshebes chutz lizmanai, is chayv chorus. But if you eat machshebes chutz lemkama, that's pasul ve'embo chorus. Yeah, it's a big machlekes, what does it mean, machshebes pigul? Machshavas pigul means machshava, means dibur. Taisus and every other mesichta raises the issue. In Zvachim and in Menachas and in Psochim and in Bava Metzia, there's a taisus. Quite a few mesichtas they have this ongoing machlokes. In the Rosh and Hilchas Sefer Torah and Hilchas Tzitzis also says if he makes a tliya, you have to write a get lishma, and you have to, let's say, write a Sefer Torah lishma. Whatever you have to do, lishma. So does lishma mean machshava, or lishma means dibur? So he makes it totally in this. He quotes the Baal HaTosfos, I seem to assume that it depends on this. If machshava, spiegel means machshava, so if machshava is enough to puzzle, So then machshavas lishma is enough machshava. But if machshavas pigal needs dibur, so then you probably need dibur to make it lishma. So that's why we're machmer. When you tie tzitzis, he's saying in advance that you're tying the tzitzis as shem mitzvah tzitzis. When you write a get, so the sefer says in advance, he's writing a get, lishma lishma lishem gerishim. Mishnah Brewer writes, if you tie tzitzis and you didn't say in advance that you're doing it lishma, so according to some rishonim, it would be puzzled. There's machlokes whether tying the tzitzis needs lishma or not. The Rambam holds you don't need lishma when you tie it. You only need lishma when you convert the wool into string. That needs tviyas hachutim to make the chutim have to be lishma. Once the chutim are there and then you tie it onto the beged, so that does need lishma. Tosfos says, no, kal vachomer. If the making, converting the wool into strings needs lishma, so when you tie it on the beged, you certainly need lishma. The Gemara has a pasuk, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'mata aleim asu lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael v'yosu v'lo umasor lahem v'yosu. If a goy makes tzitzis, it's puzzled. So what do you need a pasuk? A goy can't do lishma. A goy is ain't a b'torah, so he can't create lishma. So that's what the Rambam understood from that. You don't need lishma, but a goy is a psul. But according to Tosfos, that's a question. What do you need a pasuk to say? That a nachri is puzzled to tie the tzitzis. Whenever you need lishma, nachri can't create lishma. But that's so the Mishnah Brewer has a chumra on top of a chumra. One chumra with machmer, that tying the chutim on the beggar needs lishma. Then in machmer, another chumra, that in order to accomplish lishma, it's not enough machshava, you need dibur. So that's what he writes in the Bir Alach. He thinks that if he tied the tzitzis and he didn't say in advance, you're doing lishma, it could be that it's possible. So in the first volume of the Mishnah Brewer, he has a few haskamas. So one of the rabbanim who gave a haskama there was a Mishnah Brewer was an unknown. Chavetz Chaim was an unknown person when he put out the Mishnah Brewer. So he got haskamas from other prominent rabbanim. So one of the rabbanim who gave the haskama has a Shalosh Teshuvos Sefer. I think it's called B'nai Tzion. Shalosh Teshuvos B'nai Tzion. So he has a discussion of this topic. He doesn't relate to the Mishnah Brewer. He said, would anybody in his right mind ever come up with such a wild chumra that if a person ties a tzitzit on the beg and he didn't do amira in the den, it's going to be possible? It can't be. So that man who gave the haskama to the sefer, he writes that it's kosher. But on the sefer and the Mishnah Brewer, he has a lot of chumras. That's one of his many chumras. So we machmer that you need amira. If you eat the pigal, you chayv koris. Peya. We just learned in the second parak in Bava Kamma that it's possible to be mafrish peya a second time. If you mafrish truma, once you mafrish truma from the devil, you can't be mafrish again truma. You can't be, if you mafrish everything as truma, is not chal. You have to have shiarech on the korb. So you can be mafrish anything from 99% till half a percent, whatever you want. And generally speaking, we recommend that people should give 2%. Echad mechamishim. If you're concerned, you want to save. So we recommend, if you want to save, so give 1 out of 60. But don't give less than 1 out of 60. Strictly speaking, chitachas pateres kol akri. If you have a room that's packed till the ceiling with tvuah, you take out one little kernel of grain, chitachas, for truma, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni have to be Maiser. You have to have the correct amount. But Truman, there is no Shir Menatara. It's not Ma'akev. The Shir is not Ma'akev. So you can give anywhere between 1% and 99%. But once you gave Truman, so you can't be Mafra Truman a second time. It's no longer Tevil. But Peya is not Matar anything. It's a mitzvah to be Mafra Peya, so they have the Gemara. If he was mafrish pay over here, and then the Aniyim want to take on the other side, so let it be mafrish on the other side also. That's a Gemara in the Dorm, in the first pay, he can mafrish pay a second time on the same field. Torah has all the matan sanim, leket, shikha, peya, peret, ololos, all kinds of matan sanim. Then the Gemara says, loisig dovu, then it says, loisig zol. One pasuk after that, the pasuk Geralim says loisig noivu, and pasuk Yud Gimel says loisigzol. You're not allowed to gneiv and zeila, two different things. Loisishakri ish b'misa. The pasuk does mean I'm not allowed to lie to you about whatever. Mili dalma goes. You're not allowed to lie to cheat the other person of the money that you owe him. the lav doesn't go on lying on other things. Someone asks me how many children I have, or someone how many grandchildren, what my salary is. There's no lav over here in this pasuk. That's a different din. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Novi. Jewish people don't tell lies. What is that pasuk based on? The pasuk in, it's based on the pasuk in Chumash that says, "V'halachta b'drachav." You have to. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us b'tzelem alakim. We're instructed to preserve the tzelem alakim. Like here, kedushim tiv kikodesh ani. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us with a level of, we all have kedusha. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us kedushim tiv to preserve that kedusha. So here also, pasuk says, "V'halachta b'drachav." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us b'tzelem alakim. And he instructs us to act in such a way to preserve the Tzelem Elokim. So that's the binding force of all the Midas. So if one lies, Emila Dalma, one lies, not in violation of Lo Sashak V'Ishbam Misa, he's in violation of Halachta B'Drochem. It's a different din. But the Pasuk here, Lo Sashak V'Ishbam Misa, all the three go on Dini Maminus. He shouldn't even curse a deaf person who can't hear you, included even a deaf person. For sure, you violate the law of Loisa Kalel Cheresh if you curse a person who can hear. Yeah, the Rambam counts the law of Loisa Kal Cheresh twice. Once a law of Mekala Kolod the Mison, once a law of Mekala Lovivi Imoi is a law. How does he count? So the Ramban asks, how does he count it twice? He himself says that you don't count Kefal Halav twice. When you have a mitzvah that's repeated, the Gemara says in Perik Yelahen Aloikin, in the third Perik in Makkos, the Gemara says, Ochel petis aloka arba, nemola aloka chamesh, tzira aloka shesh. If you eat the treif and fish, they get many times malchus. So all of the Rishonim, except for the Rambam, all the Rishonim learn pshat in the Gemara, that you add up how many times it says you're not allowed to eat a sheret. So if it says it 3-4 times, every time it's repeated, it means that you get another malchus. The Gemara says sometimes, why does the pasuk repeat the same thing? The Gemara says, lav rola b'shnei lavin. So Tosfos writes in Ezel Neshach, the only time that's a valid explanation, lav rola b'shnei lavin, if it's a lav she'esh bo malchus. So then it's relevant, la'alocha. But if it's a lav she'esh bo malchus, and you're not going to get an extra malchus, it can't be, you can't say lav rola b'shnei lavin. It doesn't mean anything. The Rambam said that's what it means. The Rambam says it just means for emphasis. The Rambam stands alone. In Pshat and Nat Gemar, Ochel Petis Aloka Arba, Nemola Loka Chomish, Tzir Aloka Shesh. Rambam holds by a Kefal Alav, you don't get many times Malchus. If it's a repeat, the exact same thing, you don't get many times Malchus. This is on the first daf in Chulin. Es Akasha on the first Mishnah in Tmura. The Gemara in the first daf in Chulin quotes the opening Mishnah in Tmura, that one who says, on a korban harezu tachazu, he does tmura, sofik es harboim, he gets once malchus. And Tosfos asks, why doesn't he get twice malchus? Lo yachli fenu, v'lo yamarosa, he should get twice malchus. The Tosfos works on the kash. Tosfos gives an answer, the Marsha gives an answer, they work on the kash. So they quote from Rabel v'lo salvesh, according to the Rambam, the kasha doesn't get off the ground. You have a kefal on mitzvah, it's only counted once in the minyan on mitzvahs, and you don't get twice malchus. So the Rambam has a long Shorosh test. He has 14 Shoroshim. The first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the 14 guiding principles that determine which mitzvahs belong in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and when you count it as 20 mitzvahs, when you count it as one mitzvah. Malecha Shabbos, you don't count the 39 Isurim. It's not 39 mitzvahs. One mitzvah not to do Malecha B'Shabbos. Tefillin Shayat, Tefillin Shorosh, you think should be counted as two different mitzvahs. Discussion, whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. So he makes fun of the halachas gedolos who counts loisinov three times. So the Bahag says, Habual nar hamurosa is beskila, Habual nisua is bechenek, and a baskoin shezinsa, an eshesish baskoin shezinsa is besreifa. So the Bahag counts it as three lavim loisinov three times. Once you get sreifa, once you get skila, and once you get chenek. The Rambam said, that's ridiculous. How can I count one mitzvah, one pasuk twice? It's the same thing. Just because you have different onshim, there's no reason why you should count it twice. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs asks that the Rambam has lo sekal cheresh, he counts twice. One is a mekala odem Yisrael, one is mekala lov v'imo. Because mekala lov v'imo is chayv misa, mekala odem Yisrael is chayv malchus. So this isn't that exactly what the Bahag said? that if sometimes you get Sreifa, sometimes you get Chenek, or sometimes you get Skila, you can't lose enough three times. But the Rambam didn't like the Bahag, he makes fun of it, then he did the exact same thing on this Pasuk, and the same thing, there's a Pasuk also, Maka Adam Yisrael. It says when the Shleich Bezdin administers Malkus, so it says he should give exactly Abraham Yakena Lo Yosef, he shouldn't give an extra Hakor. Pen Yosef Lakos and Maka Rabbi Menechla Chicha Lo Yenecha. So there's a lav, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, Maka Adam Yisrael, even if the person is Chai Malkus, you're not allowed to hit him without the Rishus from the Bezdin. Whatever Bezdin said, he deserves 18 Malkus, 6 Malkus, 12 Malkus, whatever. Malkus obviously Yishtalesh has to be divisible by 3. So you give him the Malkus that he deserves, you don't give him an extra Halkor. So the Rambam counts that lav twice also. Makor v'v'yimoy is Misa. And Makor the Misrael is either Malkus or paying money. So the Rambam is, well, how did the Rambam count these two lavim twice? Lo Yosef Kalachevish, he counts twice. And Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, he counts twice. A separate law for Makor v'v'yimoy and separate law for Makor Adam Yisrael. So the Megillas Esther on the side of the Rambam comes to defend the Rambam. So he quotes when the Tashbetz wrote a sefer Zoya HaRakia. Tashbetz was the same time as the Rivosh, early Achrayim, late Rishonim, early Achrayim. So he wrote a sefer Zoya HaRakia. He has his own sefer on mitzvahs, his own opinion. What are the Taryag mitzvahs? And he has a little bit of a discussion of the Rambam's sheet. So he comes to defend the Rambam. So he says, the Bahag counted Lesinov three times, even though all three punishments are Misa. Naira Hamarasa, he gets Skila, and Baskan Shazinsa, she gets Reifa, and Nesua gets Chenek. So all three are Misa. So that, the Rambam holds that that's a mistake. That only counts as one love. But over here, Lesin Kalacherish sometimes gets Misa, and sometimes gets Malkus. So there, the Rambam holds that you have to count it as two love. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, in the beginning of Perakal, Hilchas Tshuva, divides all the Averis into two categories, the Issa Chomer and Issa Kal. So an Issa Chomer is if you have Mises Bezdin. Issa Kal is if you only have Malkus. So the question is, what kind of a lav is it? What, it's an androgynous over here? If you Mekala Lo V'Vima, you get Misa. Mekala Lo V'Misa, you get Malkus. So it's a different type of a lav. So the Rambam understood from, based on the Gemara, it has to be counted twice, Lo Sekal Lecherish. And Lo Yosef Pen Yosef has to be counted as two lavim, one for Mekala Lo V'Vima, and one for Mekala Lo D'Misra. Because it can't be that on one lav, you sometimes get Mitzah, sometimes get Malkus. Which is it? Is it an Issa Chomer or an Issa Kal? Then you have a din, special din only for judges, Lasaso Oval Ba Mishpat. When the judge is judging, he should paskin honestly. Lasisa Penei Dal. You shouldn't say the man is poor anyway. The hold in Torah is about $25, so he'll paskin that the rich man should give him the $25. So you're not allowed to do that. If the poor man is wrong and the rich man is right, you have to paskin that the rich man is potter from giving the tzedakah. Encourage him to give tzedakah, but don't give up psak on a din Torah. That's false. I remember the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim once had a din Torah with a headhunter. They needed someone to run their office in New York, and those had raised a lot of money. And they gave, They got a fellow in New York to get someone to do the work for them. I forgot what you call it. And the agreement was that they're only going to go through him. And the nature of the agreement was that even if they find someone on their own, he gets paid the money. Exclusive. It's called an exclusive. So the headhunter wanted his money. And they found someone on their own. They got one of the guys who learned the Mir Yeshiva to do the work, and he's doing very good work, raising a fortune of money. So they came for a holding Torah here in the yeshiva. So I paskin that the yeshiva was chayv to pay the headhunter, and then after the psak, I made out a check to donate to the yeshiva. They should be able to pay him some of the money that I didn't pay the whole amount. So the guy realized, what is he making a Torah with the yeshiva? He should support the yeshiva. So he dropped the whole case. But first he had a paskin what the din is. Just because he has a chiyuv to support the Mir Yeshiva doesn't mean that you paskin falsely. And the Torah was he won. The yeshiva owes him a couple of $1,000s. But he should donate money to the yeshiva. He shouldn't make him pay. So it says, L'sisat p'nei dal. You're not allowed to favor the poor man because he's poor. Give him charity anyway. L'sisat p'nei godl. One of the Adam Nichbad, one of the Baladinim is Adam Nichbad, so let's say, not allowed to pass in the favor of the Adam Nichbad, and then later on tell him you really lost, and tell him privately you should really give him the money. You're not allowed to pass in falsely. That's what the Abchaim Volozhin has a tshuva where he quotes from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon told him, if you have a Din Torah, and you think that the Shulchan Aruch made a mistake, or you have a shaila and you think the Shulchan Aruch made a mistake, but out of respect for Rabbi Yosef Kari, you're going to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. So he said, you're in violation of the law. But he said that Pnei Godel, just because Rabbi Yosef Kari was a great goyin and a great tzaddik, but if you think that he's wrong, you're not allowed to pass like the Shulchan Aruch. But he said that Pnei Godel, yeah, how many people can be so convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong? The Vilna Gaon was sometimes convinced the Shulchan Aruch was wrong, and he passed against. Most people are not so convinced. You can see this tzad, you can see that tzad. But that's a famous line in the Tshuvas. There's a volume that's called Chutam Shulosh. It has the Tshuvas by the three Rosh Yeshiva from Volozhin. So the first third is Rav Chaim Volozhin, and then it has from his two sons-in-law. One is Rav Lezer Itche, Rav Lezer Yitzchok, and Rav Hillel. So I don't think anybody reads the second third and the third third. They just read the first third. Because Rav Chaim Volozhin is Tshuvas, he quotes the Vilna Gaon a few times on certain things. Tzedek Tishmat HaMisecho, Poshe Pshat goes on L'Sasso Ovel Ba'Mishpot, there's a lab, Tzedek Tishmat HaMisecho is an essay, goes on the Dayanim, but then the Gemara says, also included in Tzedek Tishmat HaMisecho is Habidonis Chabecha L'Kav Suchus. The Chafetz Chaim has an essay where he talks about the Stira. This mimer appears sometimes as Habidonis Kol Hodim L'Kav Suchus, and sometimes Habidonis Chabecha L'Kav Suchus. Which is it? They're two different things. Chavercha, I know him. Habidanis Kolan Kapschus, I don't know him. They're two different things. So he says it depends. If it's Chavercha, Habidanis Chavercha, I know my Chaver. I know him. See, even if it's so, it looks so bad, it's very far-fetched to be toiled that he's not doing an Aver. If it's Chavercha, you have to be done a Kapschus, even bend over backwards. But Habidonis Koladim Kapschus, that's if it's reasonable, then it should be done Kapschus. If I don't know the guy and it looks like 99% certain, it looks like he's doing another area, then you don't say Habidonis Koladim Kapschus to bend over backwards like that. If it's Chavercha, you have to even bend over backwards. The Gemara tells a story in the end of Masechah Shabbos about a person was a worker for a balabos, and then he worked there for 3 years, and then that was Tosfos writes, a stam laborer, Bizman HaTanach, would work for 3 years. It says, Ebedibi, Kimishnas Chaschachar Avotcha, Ebedibi worked for 6 years. That's double the amount that a poil usually works. Usually in Bizman HaTanach, they would agree to a 3-year contract, and the Ebedibi works for 6 years. Mishnas Chaschachar, double the amount. So Gemara tells a story. A man worked for 3 years, then after 3 years, he says he's gone home. And the boss is supposed to pay him whatever, $100,000 that he owes him for the 3 years. And he says, I have no money. So he says, but what do you mean? You have behemoths. Yeah? No, the behemoths are not mine. And the clothing is not mine. And this is this and this is this. And it was so ridiculous. Every teretz was so far-fetched. And the Gemara says, he was done him in the kapschus. Later on, the boss came to his city and he paid him up all the money that he owed him. And he said, when I said this and this, did you think I was telling the truth? He said, yeah, I thought maybe this, maybe that. And he says, it was 99% unlikely, and every time, each thing that the Balabas said, there was only 1%, 99% unlikely. He said, each time that's what it was. He was done in Mekavskos, and it was Taka true. It was supposed to be B'tzedek Tish B'tam Yisecha. Yeah.
What was the Chutam Shulash? Did I put it?
Chutam Meshulash is a collection of tshuvas by Rav Chaim Volozhin and two sons-in-law of his, and he quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon that if one paskins like the Shulchan Aruch out of respect for Rabbi Yosef Kara, but he thinks that he's wrong, you're in violation of the pasuk L'Seda Pnei Godol. When you paskin a din Torah, you paskin a shaila L'Sasa Oval Ba'Mishpat. You're not allowed to give a false psak. So if you think the din is wrong, you're not allowed to paskin because it says in Shulchan Aruch like that. I just added on, how many people can be so strong with their feeling that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong? We're not so, we're never so convinced of any psak davar, but the Vilna Gaon was very often very strongly convinced that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. So he would always take a firm stand on things. There's an Issa Lashon Hara, there's an Issa Rechilus. Rechilus means, Rashi says, Rachel is like Rogil, Regil. He goes from one to the other to the other. He tells this person what the other one said about him. So that's Rechilus. Lashon Hara means he says something negative about a person. And Rechilus, I tell over to the other person that when you were speaking in public, he was making fun of you. He said you're an idiot. So that's Rechilus. So Chavetz Chaim has a lot about Rechilus and about Lashon Hara. Samar Adam Reyecho, we spoke the first day we started Baba Kama. What is the Isser? Lahazik? Where is there a Pasuk also Lahazik? So Rav Soloveitchik thought this is the Pasuk. Samar Adam Reyecho says in the Sifroa, not only does it apply if a person's life is in danger, but damim tarti mashma, sometimes it means money. So if there's a river that's about to flood and is going to destroy my neighbor's field, his farm, so the Sifra says that's included l'saman adam reyecha. If I have the ability to prevent the flood from ruining the neighbor's farm, his field, l'saman adam reyecha, damim tarti mashma, not to stand by idly when his life is at risk or when his property is at risk. So one who's mazik chavera, certainly a violation of Sanon Damriach. It's worse than that. Ocheach tachiach, there's a mitzvah to give tachacha. Lasisna sachicha bilbavecha, ocheach tachiach samisecha. If a person did an abla to me, I shouldn't bear the grudge, and I shouldn't be angry at him in my heart. I should tell him, you did an abla and I have a taina against you. Instead of holding the grudge in your heart, tell him what your taina is. Lasikam alaisito, the Yerushalmi gives a mashal, the Torah Tmima quotes. It's not a line in the Yerushalmi, but it's a mashal that if a person is a righty and is cutting, I remember at my wedding, so he gave me this gigantic challah. I never held such a gigantic challah, so I had to cut it with a knife. So by accident, I cut the finger of my left hand. The knife nicked my finger, so it started to bleed. So would it make sense that the left hand should take nekama from the right hand and slap the right hand, because that's the hand that cut it? So it doesn't make sense. It's two parts of the same organism. It doesn't make sense to take nekama. But the same is true about Klal Yisrael. L'sikam l'sitas b'nei amecha, because we're all one nation, and it's a tziruf of one tzibur. By Umasoilam, the Gemara said in the end of Naza, there is no concept of tzibur. Each person is an individual. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel has a suggestion. Maybe the Loshan HaGemara, Gershon is Geir, Kekot and Shinola Dami, maybe it's to be taken in that sense. A Geir, before he converts, he's an independent being. He's not part of a whole Rabbim. The minute he converts, he becomes a screw in a big machine. He becomes a one organ in a big organism, the whole Klal Yisrael. Before he was Nizgar, he wasn't part of a tzibur. He was an independent being. And once he converts, he's kikot n'shinar l'adami. He shrinks, he becomes a small thing. Only Klal Yisrael. That's the what makes us unique, that we have tzibur. So that's what Rav Sadia Gaon has a loshon. Eina moseinu uma ela b'tayrosa. The Torah is the mitzaref of Klal Yisrael. And then we have also that there are certain mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is al-pidin, the national homeland of the Jewish people. So there are certain dinim only apply if you live in Eretz Yisrael. We said the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah Yisim Chorus on the Abchav Tes quotes the dinim from the Gemara Sanhedrin that you can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's not from the Chavis Karka, it's not from the agricultural mitzvahs. Why should it be restricted only to Eretz Yisrael? So the Rambam says, because when a rabbi gives smicha to a student of his, he's not the balabas, he's not giving smicha. He has smicha ish mipi ish ab mashabenu, he's not transmitting. He's representing Klal Yisrael by giving the smicha. So to say you're part of Klal Yisrael and you're representing Klal Yisrael to give smicha, so that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlos, there is no Klal Yisrael. Everybody is ki yichidim domo. That's the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Taimus. Here, Gedolah Keninve, the Gemara says, the rule is, when do you say the Saint Talamot and Baruch Aleinu? And when do you say Nishma Koleinu? So the Gemara says, if a Yochid needs rain in the middle of the summer, in the Middle East it doesn't rain in the middle of the summer. If a Yochid needs rain, he shouldn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he should say in Nishma Koleinu. But if the whole Tzibur needs rain, in the winter time, so then you say Saint Talamot in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. So the Gemara asked the question, what about Ir Gedolah Keninve? A gigantic metropolis where you have tens of thousands of Jews who live there, should they say the Saint Talamato when they need rain? The Gemara says no. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are ki yichidim damo. The Iket Tziruf HaTzibur is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Rambam writes also, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana. He writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, because Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana, the Bezdin does it, you have a Bezdin of three do it, but the Bezdin does it as representing Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Now we pointed out before Pesach, there is a Tosis in the first Perek in Pesach, Mandalat on the base, but Tosis says that whoever lives in Chutzlo is not Mukhiv to come to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Melech says he never heard of such a din, there is no such halacha. The Gemara has later in the first Perek, Aches on the base, right before the second Mishnah, Pesachim is Tesam and Aleph. So at the end of the Gemara, the Chesam and Aleph, Gemara says, Mishador b'chutz lords is not chayef to have Aliyah l'rego. That says in the Gemara. Because the Pasuk says, L'yachman ish is hartzecha balozcha le'ro, it says Pnei Hashem. So it's only if you have a form in Eretz Yisrael, Mishain lo karka b'Eretz Yisrael, is not mechuyev in Aliyah l'rego. But Gemara never said, you're not chayef in Korban Pesach. So the latest Swarm point out, it's on the bottom of the page on Dalar and Beis, they write, look on the Mishlam Melach, he says, the whole Taisus Mitchili Batzor doesn't make sense. The Taisus says, Mishador B'chutz Lortz, not Chayvin Korban Pesach. So the latest Swarm point out that there is such a line in the Yerushalmi, that Mishador B'chutz Lortz, not Chayvin Korban Pesach. And the reason why is because Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Tzibur. Gemara said, because it's Osi B'chinufyo. Usually a Korban Tzibur means it's paid for by Machza Shekel money. Korban Pesach is not paid for by Machza Shekel money. Each person pays from his own pockets. That's really a Korban Yochid. But the Gemara says in Yuma, we consider it like a Korban Tzibur because Osi B'chinufya. Tens of thousands of people come together on their Pesach to bring Korban Pesach, so we call it in a certain sense like a Korban Tzibur. So it's only Shaykh to call it a Korban Tzibur for the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. They're part of the Tzibur. The Jews who live in Chutz are not part of the Tzibur. That's what the Yerushalmi has that in. That Korban Pesach is a Korban Tzibur, so whoever lives in Chutzah is not part of that Tzibur. So that's why it's not Chayv in the Korban Pesach. They used to come, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes Tosefta's there. The common practice was many, many people spent an awful lot of time traveling from Chutzlortz to Yerushalayim to participate in the Korban Pesach. There were people who came to be Ola Rego Pesach Shavuos Sukkos also, even though they're not Meruyev, even though Ein Lo Karka Be'eretz Yisrael, but there were more people who came for the Korban Pesach than there were on Shavuos and Sukkos, even though Ein Lo Karka, but strictly speaking, Yerushalmi says you're not Meruyev too. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the Tzibah. So there are two things that are Mitzarev. The one Mitzarev is the Torah, Ein Amaseinu Uma Ela B'Torah, so the thing that's Mitzarev, the Jewish people, is that we all share the Torah in common. That's the Mitzarev. And then the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael have the stronger Tziruf. Avnei Nezer has a Tshuva in Chelek Aven Ezer. He's talking about the Reformed Jews in Germany and Europe who took out every mention of Eretz Yisrael from the Siddur. They were Jews. They felt that they were German citizens of the Mosaic religion. They didn't feel that they belonged to a Tzibur HaYisraeli. They had no interest in returning back to Eretz Yisrael. They weren't interested in moving back to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Al Pidin, that's not part of the Tzibur. He has an Afkamina La'alocha based on this, not Stam Adroshim. Next Pasuk is Chukosai Tishmeru. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin understands this to mean Chukim Shechakakti L'chakvar. I already gave this dinim to the Bnei Noach a long time ago, years before Maimon HaSinai. What are the dinim that were given to bnei chukim shechakakta luchakvar? Behem tachala sabia kilaim sat chalas izir kilaim veger kilaim shatins layal alech. So shatins they're allowed to wear, but the first two, behem tachala sabia kilaim to mate up two animals together, to breed two different animals together. In Sotchala Sizra Kilayim, if you do Hakrabas Ilanis, that's an Isa Deraisa even for Bnei Noach, that the Ramam quotes like that La Locha. Hakrabas Ilanis is also even for Bnei Noach. And Behem Tachalos Abbe Kilayim is also an Isa even for Bnei Noach. Different kinds of Kilayim. Shatnas is Kilayim Begodim. Then there's a Kilayim whom you marry. The next day, Vanessa says on the next pasuk about Shivcha Harufa, if an Ben Yisrael lives with a Nachris or lives with a Shivcha Knainis, that's also a form of Kilayim. You shouldn't mix different people. Yisrael and a Nachri or Yisrael and a Shivcha Knainis is a form of Kilayim also. The Gemara says in the beginning, "Vibamis beg a klam shatnes lo yala alecha." There's a different pasuk in Dvarim, "La silba shatnes." So the Gemara says the two yisurim is an isa levisha and an isa ha'aloa. You know, I have a blanket. I'm wearing pajamas when I walk around at night. I wear pajamas, but I don't wear the blanket. That's ha'aloa. So if the blanket is shatnes, it's also awesome. And if you're wearing the shatnes, that's levisha. There's an isa levisha. There's an Isa Ha'aloh. Is there a difference between the two? So the Rambam holds La Halacha that there is a difference. All the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Rabbi quotes the two Shita. The Rambam's opinion is that Levisha's Kalayim is also even Levisha's Shem Bahanoh. Let's say I'm trying on the suit to see if it fits me. What does it look like? But I'm not really getting Hanoh from the suit now. I'm not undressed. Okay, I'm not standing in my underwear, but that's not called Hanoh. So the Rambam is mechadish that levisha of shatnas is also even if it's ain bohano, but ha'aloh is only also if it's yesh bohano. Let's say I have two stores where two blocks away from each other, and they sold out all the dresses in the one store. I sell dresses in Harlem to non-Jews, and all the dresses are shatnas. So that's not a problem. The nochem are allowed to wear shatnas, and shatnas muta bano, so there's no problem. But I ran out of dresses in one store, so I carry 25 dresses on my back and I'm walking in the street. The dresses are all shatnas and they're leaning on me. It's not levisha, I'm not wearing the dresses, but it's ha'aloh. I have it on top of me, but that's ha'aloh, shame, but it depends. If it's chilly outside and I'm not wearing a coat and I hold the dresses on my back in order to keep me warm, that's ha'aloh, sheyesh b'hanoh. Then you're in violation of the din. Beggar climb shatnas lo yala alecha. But if it's a hot summer day, and I'm perspiring, that's ha'aloh shein b'hanoah. So then it's mutter. The Gemara says ha'aloh shein b'hanoah is mutter. And the Rambam holds a chiddush, that's only ha'aloh. But levisha, even ain b'hanoah is us, and the other Rishonim disagree. So that's what Chacham Avadya has a tshuva about this. So you're allowed to try on a suit, you don't know if it has shatnas or not. So he says it's a svek svek. Everything about him is svek svek. A couple of years ago we had a great grandson. Of Chacham Avadya.
A great grandson.
So also, when he would talk privately, everything would be svek svekas. He knew how to make svek svekas also. So Chacham Avadya writes, maybe the din is like the other Rishonim, that Levisha is mutter v'tzein b'hanoa. And maybe in Metzias, maybe there is no shatnas, if you don't know for sure. So it would be mutter mitam svek svekas. But if you know Bada has shatnas, so then he says they consider it a sveka adina, whether you're passing like the Rambam or not. So you shouldn't. They tell you shouldn't try it out. Shouldn't try it out. Okay. Everybody else is make. They have two dinim. You have a din of levisha, din of ha'aloh. What about tzitzis also? What if you have a four-cornered blanket? You have to put on tzitzis also. Or tzitzis yali mechuyev arba kamfis that you're wearing. So the Morgan Avram quotes that there is. I forgot about you. There is some obscure region, one of the Balei HaTosfos that we never heard of, not Rabbeinu Tam HaDeri. The one Balei HaTosfos says that just like by Kilayim, there are two dinim. There's Levisha and there's Haloah. So the same is true regarding tzitzis as well. So if you have a four-cornered blank, you have to put on tzitzis. So I think the Magen Avraham recommends, if you really have a blanket that's made from tzemer or pishtim, we assume tzemer. Pishtim is a chiyuv tzitzis derais. And the other materials is a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the chiyuv tzitzis is derais at the rabbah. So if you have tzemer or pishtim, four corner garment, that they're the chiyuv tzitzis is ben atayra. So then some recommend you should put on tzitzis on the four cornered blanket, or you should round out one of the corners. So it won't have four corners, it'll be round. But if the blanket is made from other materials, then they say you don't have to be so machmer. It's room to be mekel.
Isn't all the shatnez in our garments only the rabbanan nowadays? So you should only one suffix?
Why is all the shatnez only the rabbanan? Rashi learned Shua Tavivenu is the Tzemer and the Pishtim have to be combined together with Shua Tavivenu. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos says the Tzemer should be Shua Tavivenu and the Pishtim should be Shua Tavivenu. The two should be Mechuba Yachad. So we sometimes have that. We have Mechuba Yachad. We have Shatnez Deraisa, I think so. Sometimes. Yeah. There's an institution of Shivcha Harufa. Hashem Shivcha Harufa. The man who's boiled the Shivcha Harufa is not Chai Misaloyim Suki Lochu Pasha. She was not freed. So it's not a full Eishes Ish. The Kedushin is not. She's a Chetze Shivcha the Chetze Baschor. So it's not a full Eishes Ish. So that's why there's no Chiyav Misa. So she deserves Malkus Bikoris Tia. She gets Malkus, and the boil is chayiv to bring the Hashem Shivcha Haruf. This is one of the Hashamas where you chayiv ala mezid kishoygeg. Usually you only bring a korban if you did an aver b'shoygeg. But the Mishnah increases, says, abo mevim ala zodin kishkog. There are four averes that if you do, you have to bring a korban even if you violated the aver b'mezid. Unusual. So one of them is the Hashem Shivcha Haruf. There's a problematic Rambam that we must be a misprint or something. The Rambam of the Pirush HaMishnayos on the first Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos says that the just like he's Chayev Hashem Shivcha Harufa Bein B'Shoigig Bein Memezid, so she gets Malkus Bein B'Shoigig Bein Memezid. How can that be? You give a person Malkus it did not bear B'Shoigig. In the Mishnah Torah he doesn't write that. He only writes it and when the Mishnayos talk about Shivcha Harufa increases, he doesn't have it increases. It's in the Pirush HaMishnayos on the first Mishnah in Shabbos. Probably a mistake. There's a Tosfos on the first daf in Temura, on Beis Amud Aleph on the first Mishnah. There's a Gemara later in Temura where it says that Temura is Bein B'Shoigig Bein Memezid. What do you mean Temura is Bein B'Shoigig? So one Bala Tosfos is of the opinion that you get Malkus for making Temura, whether he did it b'shoigig or b'mezid. And the normal Balei HaTosfos said, there is no such thing. The Temura is chal bein b'shoigig b'mezid, but you don't get Malkus unless they gave you Hasra. You did it b'mezid. You never get a Noin Shaguf. How can you get Misa or Malkus if they didn't have their b'shoigig? There is no such thing. That's a Peledik at Pirush HaMishnayos on the first Mishnah and Shabbos, that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus bein b'shoigig b'mezid. It's not so. And the one who makes Temura gets Malkus Bein B'Shoigig Bein Memezid, he can't be. Then you have the Din of Orla. In the Chumash it sounds like Orla only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So Boyal HaAretz should be one of the agricultural mitzvahs. Mitzvahs HaKlis B'Oretz. And the Mishnah says in the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin that Orla is Noig B'Chutz L'Oretz Mei Halocha. What does the word Halocha mean? So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMarayim. Does it mean halacha l'moshe misina, in which case it's a din deraisa, or does it mean mehilchas medina, that it's only derabbanon, and maybe it's only a minik? It's a question what that means, mehilchas medina. It's only a din derabbanon, and maybe it's a minik is chayiv mederabbanon, you chayiv to observe. Most assume that orla b'chutz l'oretz is halacha l'moshe misina. Rashi and Brachis, where's the Rashi and Brachas Lamed Vav on the base or something? Rashi this and Amar Alv. Rashi and Brachas sounds like he understood based on the Gemara that Orla B'chutz L'Oretz is the Rabbanon. So the Mishkan and Siyankov explains in the Sefer on Brachas what did Rashi see on Daf Lamed Vav that led him to believe that it's there above. So he gives a whole explanation. Yeah, what's the din of Orla? On the Taitam Kolaitz Michael, the simple reading in the Pasuk, it applies to any fruit bearing tree, that the pears that grow are Asabachila, Asabano. Any pears that grow, the first three are Asabachila, Asabano. So there's a Balamor on Brachas, on that Daf on Lamed Hay, but the Balamor quotes a Rashi from Soita. He says, look at Rashi in Soita and Perak Mashoch Mochama, but Rashi says, according to the opinion that Kerem Revai, that the din of Revai only applies to grapevines, it doesn't apply to other trees, even the din of Orla also only applies to grapes. Rashi says it. There is such a Rashi. It's a Pella. Yes, it's against the Pasuk. It says, in the Taitim Kola it's Michael. Any fruit bearing tree. How can you say against the Pasuk? But that's a Rashi, and the Balamor picked it up from Rashi, and he thinks that it's correct. That if you hold that Revai, the din of Revai only applies to Machlokes and the Gemara, with a net of Revai or Kerem Revai, is it restricted only to grapes, Kerem, or does it apply to any fruit bearing tree? So if you hold that Revai only applies to Kerem, then Orla also only applies to Kerem. And Pashtus is not so. Pashtus is that in Taitim Kolaitz Machel, any fruit bearing tree has a din of Orla. What's Bashanach Amishis? Tochla Aspirio? So the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is the first 3 years, everything is Asabachil Asabano. The fourth year, you have to, has the same din like Maisusheni, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it there, Bikdusha V'Tahara. And whatever grows in the fifth year is a free for all. It's mutabachil and mutabanon. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's the Pashup Shat. So the Rambam quotes a Shita from the Gaonim, which he calls a Shigigas Hayra'a. They made a mistake. If you have Revai, Paris that grew in the fourth year, not the Revai, and you were poided, Kodesh Hilulim, the Gemara says, means Kodesh Chilulim. You have to be poided to be allowed to eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. So even if you're paid then, you can eat it Chutz Yerushalayim, you have to wait to the Shana Chamishis. You can't eat it in the Shana Harvis. It may get spoiled, it may get ruined if you wait till the Shana Chamishis. So the Rambam said, that's utterly ridiculous, that's not what it means. Shana Chamishis means what grows in the fifth year has no restriction. Mutabachil and Mutabano, you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim, you don't have to be paid there. But whatever grew in the fourth year and you were paid there, you can eat it right away Chutz Yerushalayim. You don't have to wait till the Shana Chamishis. Where did the Goyim get this idea from? What a wild idea. So the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam say, there is such an opinion in the Yerushalmi. So how can the Rambam call it Shigigas Hayro? Okay, it's a mistake. We don't pass like that opinion. But there was such an opinion in the Amar, right? There was such an opinion. L'sochlo al Adam. The Gemara said, L'sochlo al Adam is a lav shebechlolos. It includes a lot of different things. You're not allowed to eat Bisar Karbonis before you do Zrikas Adam. Adain Dabi Mizrak. Bezin Shehargos HaNefesh. Sanhedrin Shehargos HaNefesh. They're not allowed to eat Kolos Ayom. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if they want to give them the death penalty, they should wait, they should eat breakfast and lunch, and then make the Gemardin late in the afternoon, so they should give them the death penalty towards the evening, so they won't have to fast all day. Because once they're going to give the Gemar Din Lamisa, they're going to give them the death penalty as a Din L'Sachlan, I can't eat the rest of the day. But if they went ahead and they eat, they don't get Malkus, because that's called Lavshe Bechlolos. What else is included? The Gemara says, L'Sach L'Kodim She'tispala Lu'al Dimchem. You're going to eat before you Dama Shachris. So it sounds from the Gemara as if it's a Din Deraisi, you're not allowed to eat before Shachris, but you don't get Malkus, because it's a Lavshe Bechlolos. The Meiri asks, but... According to the Rambam, that there's a chiyuv to daven once a day, every day, min haTorah. So shaykh to say, there's a din l'sochel al adam. There's an issa deraisa, you're not allowed to eat any given day before you daven shachris. But according to the Rambam, that the whole chiyuv to daven once a day, every day, everything is only with the Rabban, unless there's an epidemic, there's a flood, there's a war, there's an eis tzora, major tzora sarabim. So how can you say that there's a din deraisa you're not allowed to eat before shachris? Min haTorah not mechuyav to daven shachris. So the Pashta says, according to the Rabban, it's only an asmachta. But then the Miri says, unless maybe we can patch it up, maybe it's an issa deraisa to eat before you say kriyashma. So That's the question. How does that fit into the word al adam? If you want to say, don't eat before Adam Shachlis, Sosoch Lukodim Shetis Palalu Al Dimchem, when you daven, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep you alive. But if you say, davening every day is only Midirabban on the Isa, there is not to eat before you say Kriyashma. So how does Kriyashma fit into the term Al Adam? That's problematic. Do you ever get Malchus for the Lav Lasoch Al Adam? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs seems like he says there's Pshuto Shal Mikra and Pshuto Shal Mikra, you do get Malchus. Lav Shebechlolos means this too is included in the Pasuk. This din is also included. Gamze Nichlal Bapas. The Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, not Lefi Pshuto. Whatever is Lefi Pshuto is Dumid the Lav Dachasima, so you like it. Whatever is also included in the Lav, it's not Lefi Pshuto, that's Torah Shabbat Peh, so on that you're not Loikim. So the Rambam seems to imply in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Pshuto Shal Mikra goes, Lasoch Lal Adam, goes on a Bensura Mora. Lasoch Achila HaMavir Leidei Dam. The kid is going to be Oichol Basa V'Shosa Yayin, like a gangster, like a hoodlum, and that may lead him to lose his life. Because the parents will bring him to Bezin and they give him the death penalty. That's such a chiddush. That's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. That's the Pshuto Shal Mikra. And the others are drushes of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's a chiddush. The Ramban HaChumash thinks that L'Soch L'Adam Pshuto Shal Mikra goes over the Abed Zohar used to think that there's some powers. There must be some power of a deity in the blood, because the blood keeps the animal alive, and there's no such thing as spontaneous generation. So you have to have a deity, some divine power to have the blood circulate in the body to keep the organism alive. So the people who wanted to do some superstitious magic used to slaughter an animal. They used to have a puddle of blood, and they used to sit around the puddle of blood and eat. And they wanted some of this, they were superstitious, they wanted some supernatural powers to enter into their bodies. So that's the Pshut Shal Mikra L'Soch Lal Adam. That you would be loikahan. But the additional prohibitions that the Torah Shebaal Peh gives, additional levels of interpretation in the Pasuk, so that's Lav Shebechlol is Gamze Nechla Baha Pasuk. L'Soch Lal Adam. L'Osa Nachashiv L'Osa Onein. Ona means Zman. So there are a lot of Nachrim who feel that the Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. There are a lot of office buildings that don't have a 13th floor. Has higher than 13. There's not 13th floor. Nobody wants to be on the 13th. Then number 13 is an unlucky number. So you're not allowed to say like that. Lo senachshu is nichush. Something doesn't correspond scientifically. There's no... The Gemara gives examples. The fellow is traveling and Tzvi Hipsika Baderach. Deer ran across the highway. The guy's going to go home because it's a sakana. That's ridiculous. What does a deer jumping over the highway have to do with whether it's a sakana or not? There's no connection. Logically, scientifically, there's no connection. So that's losa nachashu nichush. And losa anenemis, you shouldn't think that this man is not the lucky man. So in the days of the Rishonim, there was a practice that the Nebuki Yosef talks about on the end of Sanhedrin, Nebuki Yosef on the side of the Rif, that when people would set a wedding date, they would schedule the wedding always in the beginning of the month. B'milui halavona. They wouldn't want to get married at the end of the month, just like the moon is getting bigger and bigger, so the love for each other should grow more and more. So some Rishonim said, it's a nisa, lo sanei, you're not allowed to say that the beginning of the month is a luckier time to get married than the end of the month. So the Nebuki Yosef defends the practice, and he says, the attitude is not that it's luckier for you if you get married at the beginning of the month, the end of the month. It's a simen yofer, like the gown, the collar wears a white gown, you have white tablecloths. If you want, the collar can wear a blue polka dot dress. You can have black tablecloths. But it's a simen yofa, it's nice. So if you get married at the beginning of the month and the moon is getting bigger and bigger, that's symbolic of the fact that the love for each other should grow. But it's not that we think that the marriage is going to end up to be happier or more successful if they get married at the beginning of the month. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You're permitted to look at the calendar. And it said Yemuchayiv too. You're permitted to look at the calendar and schedule the wedding for the beginning of the month. But let's say, by the time they get engaged, all the dates in the beginning of the month are all booked in all the halls. And in order to get married at the beginning of the month, they'll have to postpone the wedding 3 months. So that's not right to keep on to postpone the wedding because you want to get married at the beginning of the month. That's not right. As if it's such a crucial thing, I got married the end of the month. And they printed the invitation. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik sent out an invitation to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's wedding. So he got married the end of the month also. So far, I have a happy marriage. Moshe Soloveitchik probably had a happy marriage also. There was a Hungarian, Talmud Chachma wrote, Ein Rabbanim Smecha. So he has tshuvas. I think it's called Pula Socher. His name was Yisocher. So he has tshuvas, very nice tshuvas, Pula Socher. So he has a Chelek Avenezer. He has a tshuva about this getting married at the beginning of the month. He says, there's no din that you have to get married. It's permissible to look at the calendar, to schedule at the beginning of the month. But to say, not allowed to get married at the end of the month, that's a violation of Loisai name. You're not allowed to make it into a real kpeda.
Don't we have
Gemara
that tell us like when to do court cases and when after the court?
Yeah, the Gemara had a tradition that the month of Ador, it says in the Tanakh, in Esther, Chodesh HaNepach Me'eva LeYantav. So it says in the Tanakh like that. And Chag HaChodesh Mo'ado, that the Chodesh Av was designated by the Nevi'im as bad luck for the Jewish people. So that the Gemara said, we have a tradition, Chodesh Av is not a lucky time. Chodesh Adar is, but aside from that, Adar and Av, if you don't have any tradition, so it's not so, then it's a violation of Lo So'aneinu. Many years ago, it was the Rosh HaMemshalah had to come to America. This was a long time ago, 50 years ago. So they said that he consulted, maybe it was Begin, I forget who, he consulted Rav Shach. Rav Shach said for it was the middle of the 3 weeks, and it was middle of the nine days. So he had to negotiate. So they said that Rav Shach said, that Gemara, if you have a court case with a non-Jew, only goes if you have an individual person has a court case with a non-Jew. But if the whole Klal Yisrael, then this doesn't apply. I would have thought not so. Pasha Pshat, the whole Klal Yisrael lost out in the Chodesh Av. I don't know where that came from. Maybe it says in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know. But that's the only thing that we say, that Chodesh Ador is HaChodesh HaShenepach Me'eva LeYantiv, and Chodesh Av is the also Pasuk in Navi, that it was designated as an unlucky time.
What about like certain things, that not necessarily like dates and times, but like doing certain things, like walking under a ladder, like Ayin Hara, certain things like, I don't know, so many great examples.
Also, walk under a ladder. The Gemara says, Shlosha Dvar Maskirim Avinoisim Shalot. The Gemara says, if you walk under a ladder, if you have a Kir Notui, if the thing is a little dangerous over there, and you're going to risk it, so the Bezin Shamayla will have to open up an investigation. Does this guy, is he such a big tzaddik that he has a right to go in a mokum there where there's a slight sakana? And he's not nervous, so we're going to open up his books to investigate whether he's really worthy of of being spared. But that's to go to a mokum where there's a slight sakana. But there's no sakana at all. The kira is not to you. The kira is not to you. There's no problem there. Just superstition. So when the Torah was given, the Jews were at the forefront of fighting against the superstitions. And now, after so many years, we have so many menhagim, and people don't understand what the menhagim are all about. So it looks as if the Jews are the most superstitious from all the people in the world. That's terrible. When the Torah was given, we were at the forefront of fighting against all the superstitions. We should remain in the forefront.
So how do we understand Ayin Hara?
Ein Tzadik Borso Shiasa Tov Aleichta. Everybody sins a little bit. And if someone else sees that I dress nicely and I have a good looking wife and my children are all healthy and I have a good parnasa, people give me a lot of covet, and they feel in their heart, this guy doesn't deserve all of that. He's also a balaver, he doesn't deserve. So it's true. Everybody is a balaver to one extent or another. So if a person, the pasuk says, as it say, kol amanu yasim lo sanon ki manetano esam shamay eshmat zakoso. I will listen if the almana and the yasim will complain to the rabbanu shel olam, and they'll be mispalal that I should be punished for torturing them, for causing them aggravation. So Kadosh Baruch Hu shamay eshmat zakoso. Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen to their prayers. So here, the person prays in his heart. Maybe not explicitly, but he's praying in his heart that I shouldn't have such hatzlach, I shouldn't be so happy. He deserves all this happiness. He deserves a good-looking wife. He deserves the covet. He deserves the big parnasa. So then, if he offers a prayer, and I am a sinner, so then there is room for the ayin hara to be chal. If a person is a holy tzaddik, so then the others can daven from today till next year. It won't affect me. The Baruch Hashem is not going to listen to their prayers that he should punish me. I don't deserve any punishment. But if I do have Averis, and almost everybody that I know does have Averis, so then if someone prays that I don't deserve the happiness that I have, and maybe the Baruch Hashem should take away the happiness, the Baruch Hashem may listen to those prayers. So that's what we assume an Ein Hara is all about.
So we go out to practice after Pesach, but keys in the challah. Is that superstition?
The Pashto says it's worse than superstition. I think they documented that it's based on Avodah Zarah, some Avodah Zarah practice. So some Hasidic Svarim, they give a whole explanation for it. But the Pashto says that the historical background, well, the Avodah Zarah, came before the Hasidic Svarim. It does come from Avodah Zarah.
We should do that. Is it also to avoid the latter?
Yeah, if there's no sakana. If no sakana, unless there's a little bit of a sakana valve, the ladder may fall down on top of you. But if there's no sakana, so why should you try to avoid it? If you try to avoid it, that's a violation of nichush. Those are nachshon. A lot of things in the Sefer Hasidim we don't understand at all. There's so many things that sound like nichush. We don't understand it. They say that there was the Vadar Bar Ratzis was discussing whether the Tzavos, Rabbi Yudah HaChosid, are only for his descendants, or for all of Klal Yisrael, whether everybody has to observe them. So they say the story that the Marsha was at the meeting, and the Marsha said, my name is Shmuel Eliezer, and he says, Rabbi Yudah HaChosid has an tzavot, shouldn't name any children Shmuel, shouldn't name them Eliezer, and I'm a descendant. The descendants don't follow the tzavot, Rabbi Yudah HaChosid. I don't know, in our editions, I don't think that appears. And the tzavot, Rabbi Yudah HaChosid, not the same Shmuel Eliezer. But that's how the story goes, that he said, even the descendants of Rabbi Yudah HaChosid also don't observe what it says. Then you have the din hakofas harpas harosh and hakofas pas hazokan. We assume lo sashchis pas hakanecha. The beard on the bottom is only asset if you have giluach sheyesh ba hashchasa. So if you use a shaver, some of the shavers are rasa, but some shavers are mutter. But we follow the Gemara in Nazir seems to say that hakofas harosh pas harosh is also even without the ta'ar. The Rambam follows the Tosefta. The Rambam holds that Ashchas is Pasar Rosh, just like Pasar Zokan is only also to shave it off with a razor. So the Pasar Rosh is also any shaver that you can use on the beard, you can use on the pesos. And in Shulchan Aruch, we follow Tosfos, we don't follow that Rambam. And Tosfos points out that Tosefta contradicts the Gemara in Nazir, but we follow the Gemara. Gemara Nazir seems to say beverished that Pasar Rosh is also to be makif, even without tar, even without a raisin. So the skakas and isadaraisa to put tattoos. Our body doesn't belong to us. Anushamalach laguf shalach. Our body doesn't belong to us, and our soul doesn't belong to us. We're not allowed to commit suicide. We're not allowed to mutilate the body. You're allowed to do surgery for good health, okay, to take care of your health. But just to cut off a finger, you're not allowed to. Anushama loch vaguf shaloch. In Allah duk service kaka, the body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They told me Rabbi Yashiv had a big cooler. I don't know if it's printed anywhere. They told me Rabbi Yashiv had a cooler. He thought that service kaka is only, and he said, deraisa, if you write letters, if you write words. If you just draw a picture, that's not an isa service kaka. So sometimes women have breast removal. And they feel awful. They feel as if they lost their whole femininity. So sometimes if you'll do a service kaka of a nipple, so they'll calm down. So they say that they attribute this to Rav Al-Yashav. He said that it's service kaka is only the Rabbanon whenever you're not writing letters, whenever you're not writing a word. And for Chol Hashem B'Sakana, you're allowed to violate Xeris on Shabbos. You're not allowed to violate Malachas Derabban, you're allowed to violate Xeris Derabban. So this, I don't understand why. He felt that the Xeris Kaka, that only has, doesn't have any words in it. So for Chol Hashem B'Sakana, if it bothers the person so much, so let's say a person had treatment and he lost his eyebrows and he looks awful. So he wants them to paint on eyebrows with Xeris Kaka. So if the person is not able to function normally, he's so bothered by the... He looks in a mirror all the time and he sees he doesn't have eyebrows. He looks awful. So if it prevents him from functioning normally, we consider Mechal Hashem Sakana, and then will we be allowed to do this Derabbanan. It's a chiddush. Why should you consider it Xer Derabbanan? It should be...
Why do we need to come on to Chol Hashem B'Sakana and not Kavod Abrios?
Kavod Abrios is Mata Derabbanan. I don't know. What's the name of the Yad Malachi? Yad Malachi has a suffix. Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia. Alphabetically arranged. So he has a suffix when the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Chof, Shum Kavod Abrios, we allow you to violate a whole bunch of the Rabbanans. Is it a general klal, all the Rabbanans, or is it only those particular cases that I mentioned in the Gemara? So if you all like the Yad Malachi, we understand. If you all like that Svara, you're not Mater all the Rabbanans. Well, but if he says Mater all the Rabbanans, you have an interesting question. Maybe that's also Kavod Abrios. I don't know. How far does Kavod Abrios go? I don't know. Tosafot talks about. We got to run to Dav Mincha. Okay. So long, Parsha.
You know, Rabbi Lefkowitz, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's son-in-law, and from South Shore Yeshiva.